Good day, friends. It is Monday morning as I record this. I hope you are doing well. You're feeling good. I had a good weekend. One of the things I've been meaning to do for a while that I have done or have started to do is, and it's much easier to do with a YouTube video because you can take a pause during caution flags and you can, you know, play it when you're ready to, you know, go back into the race. I have started to watch the Rolex 24 for 2024. I watched it in pieces on Peacock a year ago. I didn't obviously see the whole race, and I meant to go back to it, but I obviously didn't. I'm watching the Rolex 24 2024 in pieces. I'm going to try to make it through the whole race. That's a goal this year for me. Like I say, this year I have the ability to pause when there are caution flags. And I don't have to sit around and wait instead of my butt the whole time. I can watch it in pieces. Which is what I think most people do. They probably take breaks and make sandwiches and such during caution flags, or go to the bathroom during caution flags, or, you know, take care of business that they have to do around the house during caution flags. I think that's probably how the whole Rolex 24 thing works. The Rolex 24 didn't happen this weekend. It happened last weekend, the weekend of the Royal Rumble. I should have remembered that, because it was the weekend of the Royal Rumble in 2023. That should have crossed my mind. We are something like 400... No, I can't remember how many laps of the race we are. But several. Not 400 quite, I don't think. But several laps into the race. We are in the cover of darkness. The lights are on at this point of the race, and I'm gonna make it through the Rolex 24 at Daytona. We shall see what happens with said race. I don't know if the next bit of races, I'll have to check the, I'll have to check to see where we are with that. I think it might be the MX5 second round. I think MX5 races are in second round of St. Petersburg. We'll have to see what the next race is. I'll find out more. Try to click on find out what's happening in the IMSA schedule if you can click on the link. Which I'll have to check in a second. After I get off this podcast, but I have started the Rolex 24. I'm like 6 or so hours in. Obviously not all at once, because that would be crazy. And to sit there a full 6 hours and watch it without doing anything else. Not healthy for me in any sort of way. Not healthy for anybody in any sort of way to sit there for 6 hours straight and watch. Didn't do that. Broke it up with some walking around. So, also one of my acid reflux cookbooks came in, and there are a few things in there that I'm interested in trying. I have another one coming this Saturday, so that'll be coming in. As well, and I hope there's interesting recipes in there that'll make my life a little bit easier with the acid reflux deal. So, we'll see. There's even some dessert recipes in there that look cool as well. So, we'll see. Alright, everybody. That's a life update to begin the week. A little journal to begin the week. Certainly hope it finds you well. We'll talk more tomorrow. Until then, may grace and peace be with you all. Talk to you soon.
Good morning, friends. I'm excited. I'm excited because for several months now, I haven't had my coffee drink because I've been unable to, because either the caffeine or the... It's either the caffeine or the coffee itself. The nature of the acid of the coffee itself that's been a bother for me since having acid reflux. So I haven't been able to do that. But I got on Amazon yesterday just out of curiosity, and I found some flavoring that I'm going to attempt. And I don't think this should be a bother, but I'm going to attempt to place it in my almond milk. Even though there's going to be a slight almond taste, maybe I'll do this with rice milk in the future. I'm not sure. But I'm going to attempt to place the hazelnut flavoring and the caramel flavoring, because those are my two favorite flavors when I deal with coffee. I'm going to try to test the caramel and hazelnut flavorings I got yesterday from Amazon to see if they work well in almond milk. The caffeine high, I suppose you could get from it, was a nice little energy bonus, right? But it was healthy energy. It was advertised as healthy energy with the super coffee that I used to drink pre-acid reflux situations. But the flavoring is what I always liked more. If I do this carefully, I don't know that there's a lot of acid in it anyway. There may not be any sort of acid in it. If I do this carefully, I should at least have the flavoring back to be able to have a beverage that tastes like hazelnut or caramel without having the caffeine high or the coffee. So, this is a little experiment that I'm going to conduct over the next couple of days, but I'm going to see, it has to come in first, right? It's not in yet, it'll probably be in around Thursday or so. It's Tuesday as I record this in the morning. I also have another acid reflux book coming in that will have another bunch of recipes. Hopefully that will work. They're by different authors, so that while there might be some similarities in dishes, and heck, there might be some same dishes in there, I'm not sure. Because you can only do so much with certain types of recipes. There might be some really good stuff in there. I know there's some tacos that'll work for people with acid reflux that I'm interested in. I know there's like maple apple pork that I'm interested in. I'm going to take a look at the recipe book today because my mom wants me to. And then she's going to make something from that recipe book. So for dinner this week, I'm going to take a look at things and see what I can find. All right, everybody. Happy Monday, but it's Tuesday. Hope this podcast segment finds you well on this day for the second one of the week. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Until then, may grace and peace be with you all. Good morning, friends. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. If you have been listening to the podcast for any length of time, especially in the past, connected to the past year and a half or so, maybe two. I've been talking to Pastor Moss via Twitter for almost 2 years now, on and off, I think. Holy cow, I've been talking to him far more than that, because we started talking in 2020, because I first sent him a message thanking him for the Trinity Chicago live streams, because a friend of mine introduced me to the ministry that he represents in Chicago with Trinity UCC around 2020, because we were in the midst of the pandemic, and he was my friend, Pastor JT at the time, was showing us as a congregation various pastors he watches to be recharged and to be spiritually fed, and it just so happened that Pastor Moss was one of them, and the sermon was, what was the sermon that I watched? I love Jesus, but sometimes I can't stand the church, I think is the sermon that I started with. And so I watched that sermon, and I was fascinated with Pastor Moss's heart for social justice and equality, and I found him mesmerizing, and I still find him mesmerizing. We're good friends to this day. He's a good storyteller, a great advocate for social justice, a wonderful human being, and a great dude. I say all that to say we also have an appreciation, or share an appreciation for music. We've talked about jazz quite a bit. He introduced me and a whole bunch of other people during the pandemic era to a jazz group called Snarky Puppy, and I've been listening to them for a long time since then. But I also discovered in conversation with him that we share a love for comic books, and he recommended, I had heard about this from various comic book creators, but he recommended a series called Bitter Root. And so that's going to be my next read after I finish this volume of Ninja Turtles. I think I'm gonna pick that up, and that's going to move up on the list because Pastor Moss has a recommendation for Bitterroot. I trust his recommendations. I think he's beyond a good dude. He's an amazing dude, and I'm going to read that next. So Bitterroot is going to skip over Radiant Black for a little while, and it's going to go to the top of my list, and I'm going to pick up I believe they have the complete series out, so I'm going to grab that in omnibus format, I think. But yeah, it's great stuff, and I'm looking forward to diving in. He says there's a lot of really cool things that are connected to African folklore and history itself. So I'm really excited to read this and check it out. It's from Image Comics, Bitter Root. Check it out. I wonder if there's going to be a sequel, though, because I looked last night, and it said Bitterroot Omnibus Volume 2 that's available on Amazon, according to Amazon itself, but I haven't heard anything. It does say Bitterroot Omnibus Volume 1, but as far as I know, the whole series is in there, so I'm confused as of right now. I don't know if there's going to be more to it later. I don't know if the creators are going to come back to it or what, but we'll find out. He says it's an excellent read, and it's a read he recommends to everyone he talks about comics to. All kinds of people. He's a good man, so I'm going to check it out. All right, everybody. Have a great day. I'll talk to you again soon. Hey, friends. Welcome. It is Wednesday as I record this. Don't have much to report other than to say that my caramel and my hazelnut additives came in today. I'm going to go back to the drawing board on it, though, because I'm not sure when I attempted to test it with my almond milk this morning, whether or not I put enough caramel in there. Caramel. I don't know which it is. I guess it depends on what part of the world you're from, which one you'll hear. I tend to say caramel. I'm a caramel guy. I also got hazelnut. And I'm going to try another mixing of caramel additive tomorrow morning with my breakfast just to test it. And I'm going to put just a little bit more in there. I don't think that when I tested it the first time today, I put enough in to mix it in with the milk. The almond milk. But we'll keep test driving. I'm going to test it one more time tomorrow and see where I end up or how it ends up. How things move along with it. How it moves around. How it flavors. I'm not giving up on it. I just think that there needs to be more in there. I don't think that when I put it in there, I didn't put enough to get the caramel flavoring in there. But we'll try it again tomorrow and see what happens. The only other thing I have to report on tonight is as I record this, it is Thursday night, which means on Peacock, I can now watch all three episodes of this year's Chicagoverse, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, all that, and I'm going to do that tonight as well. So, I'm going to get off this episode. There are going to be changes made to Spotify for podcasters over the next few little while. I don't know what that means. I got to do some more research to find out. But the app and everything should be there. Recording tools should be, they might be different, but everything should be there. If not, I'll go to another podcast distributor to try to find another free one. But hopefully I can find one. If I have to, I hope to stay with Spotify for podcasters, though, if I can. So that's not until June that I'll have to find out. But hopefully I'll find a resource or source to keep this thing going if I have to. But hopefully I can stick around with Spotify for podcasters. Everybody, I love y'all. Let's be safe. Let's have a wonderful Thursday night. I'm going to enjoy my Thursday night with the Chicago shows, as I say. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow, either tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening at some point. I'm thinking some point tomorrow morning, if I had to guess. I love y'all, and I'll talk to you again soon. Be blessed and be safe. Bye. Good morning, friends. Happy Friday. Certainly hope you are well on this day. I need to have a conversation with my folks. And it's not because anything's going wrong. It's not because anything I don't think is unreasonable. It's because I want to add some art to the house in a particular room. I think mainly if I can manage my office. And I think the only problem I'm concerned with, and the only problem they'd be concerned with, because I'm concerned with it myself, so it's not like we're going to have any sort of disagreements or anything like that, or any thoughts of that won't work, or it won't be because there's tension or anything between us. It'll just be because there's some art I want to get for the house,
particularly my office space, like I say, and my only concern is, I don't know if it'll fit on the wall that I want to put it on. If I do get it, I'm going to have to remove one of my art pieces in the office, because I don't think it'll fit otherwise. It may not even fit on the wall that I'm hoping to put it on in the office. I don't want to get rid of one of my art pieces that my nephew got me, because my nephew got me that for like a Christmas present a couple years ago. I don't want to get rid of that one. I want to keep that one around. But there's a Alex Ross art print on Amazon that I would totally dig, because it's painted and it's awesome and it's freaking insane. It's the Justice League. I don't know when he wrote or when he did art for the Justice League. Maybe I can ask Alexa here. Alexa, when did Alex Ross do art for the Justice League? Echo, when did Alex Ross do art for the Justice League? I just realized I'm in the wrong room here.
From Teletalk.com. In 2001, illustrator Alex Ross created a poster for the Justice League that has become one of the most iconic images of the superhero team.
So, 2001. I just found that out. Alright. But anyway, I was curious about it, so I thought I'd ask her, or ask him real quick. My Alexa in the bedroom is male, and my Alexa in the, or my Alexa in the living room is female. Echo is, never mind, my Echo device is
I don't know that one.
Male, as you just heard. So anyway, I found a piece of art that I think I want to grab, and we'll see what happens with it. We'll see where it fits and where it moves. And how it might fit in the room or how it might not. My concern is whether it's going to actually fit in the room. We'll see. We'll find out. I also got to see if there's a frame with it. I think there might be a frame with it. Because there's two Justice League pictures, and I gotta figure out which one I want. I think I know, but I gotta look at two of them. We'll find out. Alright, everybody. That's basically what's on my heart and mind this morning. The only other thing I'm gonna tell you is I'm gonna try take two on the caramel drink this morning with a tablespoon instead of a teaspoon. It may not seem maybe a little much, I don't know, but I know that teaspoon is not enough for the almond milk to get a little flavor. So we're going to try and see what happens. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.